Michigan's Carl Levin is a strong supporter of the car industry, the biggest industry in his home state. We reached him yesterday in his Capitol Hill office. The plans by Detroit's Big Three to restructure will hit Senator Levin's desk sometime today. Good morning.
Good morning, Renee.
What do you know of the plans at this moment in time?
Well, because I haven't seen the plans, I know that each of the companies will be submitting their own plan. It'll show how a loan or the possibility of a loan will support their survival during this very, very deep recession. Actually, then Congress is going to be faced with deciding as to whether or not it wants a domestic automobile industry to survive this recession. And I've got to tell you, Renee, it's amazing to me that there should be any question about this. Every automobile-producing country in the world is supporting their automobile industry. So I don't think there should be any question about it. And when these plans come in, I am confident that they'll be detailed enough so that Congress and the administration will come together and find a way to provide the kind of loans that other countries provide for their auto industries.
You're from Michigan, and you've been a longtime supporter of the industry as a whole. So understandably, you would feel that it needs support. But do you have any sympathy for questions that have been raised that the American taxpayers maybe shouldn't be put in a position to help workers who have good pensions and good health care when many of these taxpayers are struggling at this point in time with their own health care and retirement?
Of course. I can understand that, but I think everybody wants the middle class to survive, and the manufacturing centers of this country, wherever they are, have been a great source for the middle class, and the major single industry in manufacturing is the automobile industry, but now it has dialed down significantly. The workers have taken major cuts, including in retiree benefits. And as I mentioned, this recession has hit every automobile industry, and I don't know of any country that will allow its automobile industry to go under because of a global economic collapse.
Although, as you would know, foreign automakers who have plants in the United States and are part of the fabric of the auto industry in the U.S. are doing well enough that they are not going to Congress asking for bailouts.
Some of them, I think, may be actually getting support from their home governments. That's number one. Number two, we're not sure which companies will be seeking loans if we approve loans. There may be at least one transplant here that would qualify for these loans should it decide to seek a loan. And by the way, it's not clear that all of the big three will be seeking loans. Ford, for instance, has indicated it may not be seeking a loan at all.
Senator, if Congress approves loans for the three automakers, could you say to us now, today, that that would be the end of it, that this would get them over the hump and the companies could go along on their own? Could you say that would be the last bailout?
I think people just are going to have to read the plans and reach their own conclusions as to what the risks of both providing loans and not providing loans. What are the risks to this economy if this automobile industry goes under? And why is it, people ought to ask, that every other country supports their industries? This isn't a level playing field, by the way. People say, let the market govern. Are they kidding? Do they think that the Japanese or the Chinese or the Koreans or the Europeans operate in a free market? Their governments support manufacturing in their countries, and they do it for a very important reason. It has to do with the standard of living and the good jobs that are involved in manufacturing.
Senator Carl Levin, Democrat of Michigan, thanks very much.
Thank you, Renee.
Detroit automakers are due today to present restructuring plans to Congress so lawmakers can consider a bailout.